Absolutely. The Chesney area has quite a few houses out there. There are quite a few one-offs, probably over 100 houses out there. You also have a local national school, quite a large, busy national school there. You have the chapel and the graveyard. And as I say, it's also an area where there are quite a few walkers and runners from the Fun Valley Centre would use that route quite often. Like, so it was something that we had to try locally this last 7 or 8 years to try and get a footpath out there, because there is no specific money coming from government or anywhere else actually to do footpaths, I guess. So this money was gathered up between development charges and then through the members' development fund initiative, and it was a combination of the money gathered up. Obviously this is probably about the third phase of it, and this work now is due to the roads marked out on the start next week. And then there'll be one final phase then, and that entails having a design for a small bridge there at Sheshanil, and there's a wee bit of land to be acquired there anyway. So please God, that will be the next and final stage. It'll happen either 2020 or 2021.
And as you said, will improve the overall safety for residents and indeed those who use the road as well.
Yeah, well, it's just right around the whole town, and all roads in and out of Balfour are extremely busy, and so an awful lot of young people walking to school, the elderly people and that, and say it is a place where you have a lot of community facilities such as church, schools and that. And the same can be said for the Letterkenny Road as well, and Stornoway as well. There's a footpath there due to start there now in the next couple of weeks as well, there out as far as the lake there from Ardmoran. And again, these were jobs that were planned some years ago because of all the sewage, the water and the major roadworks in and around the town. You could only close so many roads at a time because of the major delays and that. Like, so these, unfortunately, these projects were put in the back burner for a while. It was the council's own money. It wasn't grants, and ready to gather up. And there was help too from the community, and we allocated the land or help maybe at the very start of the job out in Sheshanil. The community were very involved in that. So it's just a matter of everybody working together and, you know, especially areas that are high priority who have a big volume of people. And it's good to see it, like, and the local council and the councillors as all were very involved in getting it done there.